Just covering my dog.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kyle.
Oh, we're back. We're out of the mansion.
We made it. What's the next ride?
We said we were going to go ride Splash Mountain after we after we got out of the haunted podcast.
Right.
Speaking of actually traversing Disneyland, I found a video game that is out on Windows 10 and Xbox, I believe, right now, Xbox One. And it is a ye olde Xbox Kinect game that they have, I guess, sort of remastered, maybe, and re-released for $30 on Microsoft's game store. Where you walk around the said Disneyland park and I guess go and play games and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds perfect, right?
It sounds wonderful up until I saw someone playing it and they walked up to a ride and you don't get to ride it.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
Everything that I put together for the Good Stuff Morning Show Halloween Spectacular 2017 hashtag. Is much better than this Xbox game that they seemed to think was time. We just had to remake it and put it out there in the world. I was thoroughly disappointed. I still feel like we should play it, but I was real sad to learn that it was not actually riding the rides.
You can't expect them to have every Disneyland ride in the game. Otherwise, why would you go to Disneyland? I mean, the atmosphere and the food and the fun and everything like that. You're going to get the virtual experience sitting at home for $30. Disney probably didn't want that.
Sure. That's probably true.
Their rides are their IP, right? They own everything about the rides. And so you'd probably have to license like each ride.
The rides, the music, the likenesses of all of the robots inside of it. Yeah, because you can't really get them to do anything but what they're programmed to do. So signing those agreements was just
like if they had that Disneyland game, right? Mm-hmm. But then you would pay, you'd like have add-ons that you'd buy, and the add-ons were each land, and then like you pay like $20 to go to Adventureland.
Oh my gosh. And then
but
what?
Then you get the ride.
You open loot boxes to see if you'll get a hotel room for the night.
It's pins. Otherwise the loot boxes are pins, Kyle.
Autographs, maybe. Autographs. What else can you earn in there? Coins?
In Disneyland?
Yeah. The strangest part,
chicken pox.
I don't think that's true.
You haven't said anything about the fact that I'm wearing sunglasses right now.
Oh, I haven't even looked at you at all. Hold on. Let me go. Oh, okay. I see you. It's a good look.
I wear my sunglasses on the morning show. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so bright.
Welcome to the future. We're here. Right now, we're streaming live over on Twitch. Hello, folks in the chat room.
Hello, Twitchers.
You can tune in if you want to. You don't need to sign into Twitch. You can go over to goodstuff.fm/live. We've got a live page with a little embed thing. And I believe, so far as I know, you can see the chat room in there scrolling by if you just want to, what they call in the business, lurk, I believe. You just say...
Is that the business term?
Yes, it is.
If you're on Twitch, you can see that my blinds are moving behind me, but you don't know why.
Is your dog up, moving around?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
You can also subscribe to us over there. We've got a good stuff channel. It's called the channel, right? See, I'm new to this whole.
It's so good that you're well versed in.
I know
what we're doing right now.
Yeah, so you can subscribe and get notifications either through email or push notifications when we're live. It works. I mean, the thing is, let's roll the tape back all the way to episode one. We've been streaming this show live with a chat room for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like a really, really, really long time. Like
we're kind of up on 4 years.
Yeah. I feel like you weren't able to do this kind of thing on Twitch for the longest time. And now we're here. Started from the Icecast. Now we're here. So if you want to, you can tune in live. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
So Kyle, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
That's good. I mean, considering it's Thursday morning, how was the rest of the week prior?
You know, honestly, I can't even tell what day it is of the week right now.
Neither can I.
I have been...
It's been a busy, busy time.
Yeah, I've been flying out. I went to our mutual... I feel like it's mutual, right? Mutual best friend's wedding.
I hope it's mutual. I didn't get to go to the wedding.
That's right. Well, you weren't invited. I mean, you were invited, but you just couldn't go. So I went out to Colorado, took a trip, and what else? It was cold. It was really, really, really.
Well, it's
really,
Colorado.
Really, 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 really cold. I did not expect that, and I did not prepare properly. So there I am, shivering profusely, because all I did was bring. Like a wetsuit and a surfboard.
A wetsuit?
Yeah.
Actually, a wetsuit would be pretty good. Okay. All right.
But it was really, yeah. Chris is asking, it was really, 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 really cold. Not
the
as cold.
The puppy has to go on the stream now.
Not as cold as America's hat, but pretty cold. Yeah. I think we can see the pup on the stream. Not sure.
You can see her in my lap.
It was fun. I had a good time. I also, I think in more important news, I made chili last night.
What kind of chili?
It's got some sliced carne asada in it. Ooh. It's got some ground beef in it.
Oh, wait, what?
It also has some squash in it and carrots.
No, hold on. That's not chili. That's stew.
No, it's a chili.
No. Where are the beans?
Chili don't need beans.
Chili need beans. Chili. Otherwise, it's a stew. Kyle,
I can't believe we're getting into this again. We had okay. So
if there's any benefit of people listening to this show, it's that we argue about the definitions of food.
Of food. That's
and
right.
And they can bring that to their friends or their family and say, Kyle and Kenny didn't agree on this. What do you think a hot dog is?
Yes. So we did have someone write into the show, a friend of the show, Jason DeFilippo, decided to send me and correct me on my definition of hot dog, which indeed is not a sandwich.
Yeah, that had been determined 2 years ago, by the way.
It did.
You've been living a lie for two years. I guess your whole life, though.
Well,
just 2 years when they were finally like, Kyle, shut up.
Sure. So, Kenny, in honor of deciding that indeed a hot dog is not a sandwich, I've got a list of the best sandwiches from every state. Now, not every state. We'll cover a few states here.
Our favorite states.
I don't want to play favorites with states, really. I don't want
favorite states.
I don't want to hurt any feelings, you know. And I don't know if I want to put these images on the stream. Goodness gracious, these are awful.
Are they bad? Are they? You said they're the best sandwiches.
Well,
do they look bad?
This is according. It's kind of like a. Sandwich and beer pairings is what we've got here. These are from our friends over at Tavor. You can go over to goodstuff.fm/support and go check out our link to Tavor. It does help directly support this show. They're a beer delivery service. They're not available in every state, but they're available in most states. So
okay.
let's see here. Oh,
actually, you're loading the page.
Yeah.
You're
no, stalling. Oh, no, I'm not stalling. Actually, I did replace you with the sandwiches. Chris is saying that we can see them. Yeah.
Good. I'm just petting my dog.
So welcome, sandwiches. Let me see if I can make this a little bit better. Here are the sandwiches. This one, folks, is from Washington. This is an oyster roll. Do you like oysters, Kenny?
An oyster roll?
Yeah.
Like on the half shell? Never had them on the half shell.
Turtle power. Yeah. They're deep fried oysters. I think more like an oyster po' boy. You ever had an oyster
po' boy? I have had that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And where's this from?
Washington. The great state of Washington.
Washington.
I'm going to scroll down. This one here, stream is from Oregon. Looks like a biscuit, some sort of crispy biscuit on top with an egg, arugula, a jam of sorts. What's that real popular berry in Oregon?
Marionberry. Boom, trivia.
And
got it.
And maybe like a strip of bacon thrown in there somewhere.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Like sweet and savory.
Yeah.
With an egg.
Kind of tasty.
All right. What's California? What's the best sandwich in California? Let's argue about it.
All right. Here we go. California. And they say, I'll just read from here. Nope. A mission burrito does not count as a sandwich.
Yes, it does. In California, it probably does.
Wait a second. Are you saying a burrito is a sandwich?
I'm saying if you're going to dub the best sandwich in California, you should just go ahead and include burritos because they're more popular than sandwiches in California.
In California. Sure. Sure.
Anyway, so continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It says the farmer at the Daily Dose in Los Angeles is this monstrosity here. It's a seasonal monster of a masterpiece. The farmer is an ever-changing
just
mix.
Just say what's in it.
It looks like pesto, like a boatload of pesto.
That's it? Just a pesto
bread.
Sandwich?
It's a pesto sandwich. It looks like a it looks like a bunch of baby food stacked on top of one another.
Is it like a pesto avocado toast sandwich?
It kind of looks that way, yeah. It just looks really...
That would be very California.
It looks very just goopy.
Great.
You know?
So they're wrong, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I want to try it. It's going up and down in the stream. Sorry, guys. Colorado, I was just there.
You were just there?
Yeah. Let's see. It says, packed with a juicy grilled tomato, Fresno pepper jam, and baby Swiss topped with arugula, Dijon mayo, and a fried egg or scrambled tofu on a Saison roll, which is interesting. It is, I guess, completely vegetarian. Sounds like fun.
If anything should have Fresno anything on it, it's the California sandwich.
It's the Fresno. Sure. The one that has a city named Fresno. I'm gonna put you back on the stream. And
okay, cool. There's a puppy here.
Put you back right puppy. Over there. There puppy. We go.
You're licking me.
I apologize for showing you sandwiches live stream. We're working.
It's the morning.
I'm working out some kinks here in how this whole shebang works. Yes, I will indeed show you my stream.
Stop licking my microphone. I'm talking to the dog, not me. Like, not my subconscious.
Sure, Kenny.
Kenny, stop licking the microphone.
How was your weekend? You do anything fun?
No, I took it easy. Let's see, what did I do? I don't even remember. Oh, I saw Thor.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
That's a good movie.
But
no spoilers.
Let me know how it was.
So I saw it in what's called D-Box seats. And have you ever heard of D-Box?
What's in D-Box?
What's in the box?
That's not okay.
Well, so it's like, you know, Captain EO at Disneyland, the 4D, the moving seats and everything.
Sure.
It's kind of like that, but it's like, it has a row, it's regular theater, and then it has a row of these D-Box seats, and each individual person gets like a recliner that moves. It's basically a subwoofer seat. It shakes you according to what's happening on screen. It was a great experience. I will probably do all of my comic book adventure movies.
Summer blockbuster.
Yeah, I'll probably do it in those D-Box seats because it was awesome. But other than that, you probably don't want to do like, you know, some sappy drama. The D-Box seat. Right. I don't even think they have it available.
Your paperback romance. You won't want to go watch that with the subwoofer seats. Sure. Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
But so the movie itself, it was awesome action, very funny. Like one of the funniest Marvel movies that has been released. It was great. And you have to see it. I would recommend seeing it in the big screen because it's visually stunning, like all the colors and the action and everything, and it's pretty nonstop. So it's a lot of fun to see in the theaters. But if you're not a theater person, don't worry about it. It'll probably be the same when you're watching it at home.
Okay, that's me.
That's my recommendation.
That's one. You know, that is 100% me. Like, I never go to the theater.
I know. Well, I'm almost the same way. Like, unless it's a movie that I really need to see in the theater, then I'm not going to see it. But like, as soon as I got out of the movie, I think I got a notification or it was the next day. It was like Saturday morning. I got a notification from, I forget which service I subscribed to or whatever, but they said, pre-order Thor Ragnarok now. So I saw the movie and then they're telling me, okay, now pre-order it so you can watch it at home in 4 months or whatever. Why is that a thing now? I don't like that's a thing.
I guess it's probably because it's top of mind, right? It's what you're thinking about at the moment. You may as well just do it now if you're going to spend the money eventually anyway. Maybe if there was some like incentivized version of get 10% off because you just bought your ticket, or take the ticket price and add it to whatever the cost of the movie is so that you get a little bit off.
Right. There's no incentive.
That'd be great.
It's pay full price for the movie, and then you won't get to watch it for a while. But like you said, it's fresh on the mind. You know, they're going to get people who were, yeah, I really liked it. I'm going to like it in 4 months. You're going to watch it one more time and then go, okay, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Good. You just spent a day at the movie on the ticket or on the film.
I can't remember the last time I pre-ordered a movie. Because I don't know what the value is of pre-ordering something if all you're going to do is decide at the moment when you're going to watch it and then buy it.
Unless you're watching it like right when it gets released. There's no reason to pre-order anything.
But even then, if the price is going to be exactly the same, I'll buy it when I'm ready to watch it. Or I'll rent it when I'm ready to watch it.
We are agreeing on this point. Stop trying to eat my headphones.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you going, puppy?
I'm not going anywhere with this. You can't take your dog into the theater, right? I don't know how dogs work. I assume they just go with you everywhere you go.
There are certain cases where that's the situation.
Because I know a cat that would love to.
Oh, you sit know a cat?
Listen, I know a cat. There's a cat who would love to just sit
There's
on my
cool
lap.
A cool cat.
The entire movie, he would sit there.
Would the cat also want to sit on other people's lap?
Maybe.
Think about that, Kyle.
Maybe, yeah. That might not be good. And it's a dander problem, right?
This tents. Is so I just want one more thing. I don't think I can go to another theater where I'm not reserving my seat and get like a personal, like reserved recliner seat. Go, jump. Do it. Jump to the seat. And like I can't imagine sitting in a theater where I just have to be there on time and pick a seat that's random.
That's open.
It's the movie theater experience has completely changed for me. And for most of America, actually. The reserved seats is becoming the thing now. It's the only way to get people out of the house to go spend money at a theater. It has to be the experience. It can't just be, hey, we have the new movie. No.
Okay.
That's my soapbox.
I guess so. Kenny, do me a favor, get down from there, and so we can move on.
Okay.
These are today's headlines.
No, he's back. He's alive. He has joined us once again in the land of the living, and is no longer stuck in his coffin. His forever coffin. We love you. Kenny, what's going on?
There you go. Okay, I was waiting for you to intro the segment. The developer of Pokemon Go is working on a Harry Potter augmented reality game. Niantic Labs, the developer behind Pokemon Go, has officially confirmed that its next foray into augmented reality entertainment will be Harry Potter Wizards Unite. That's kind of a dumb name.
You're all wizards now, Harry.
Right. I suppose. So they're reaching into our collective childhood to make our dreams an augmented reality. In a blog post yesterday, the company announced that its follow-up to the super popular Pokemon Go will allow users to use their smartphone to become wizards, practicing magic and exploring the world of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books. In Wizards Unite, players will be able to learn spells, meet up with other wizards to defeat, quote, powerful enemies, and discover and fight legendary magical beasts all within their own neighborhoods. So, when this got announced yesterday, I tweeted out, it's great that the game, instead of having us all look down at our phones, you know, face like 5 inches from our screen and flicking our fingers across, it's actually going to turn into us waving our phones around at each other.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a good case. Because phones are going to go flinging and flying in all sorts of directions onto the ground. It's going to be terrible, terrible news.
I just don't think it's going to be as fun. I mean, maybe this is just a symptom of me not caring much about Harry Potter. I haven't even seen them all. But
I think it's going to be a lot more niche. I don't think it's going to get the casual fan of Harry Potter. I think it's going to be the more diehard, like, I want to be in that world.
I want Pokemon. Be where the wizards are.
I thought you were going to say, I want to be the very best.
Oh, no. I'm going more like more Ariel, less Pokemon. But that's actually,
So, but I mean, like with Pokemon, you could be a casual Pokemon fan and still load up the game, walk around, throw a Pokeball, and then be done. Like, that's all you had to do. With this one, it sounds like it's a lot more involved. I have to level up my spell, and I have to fling my phone and expecto patronum.
People, that's awful. People want a more complex game, though. They don't want this, like, swipe up on the screen.
Okay, so you're saying
you get a ball, a more, and then you go to they wanted actual like choice based battles at these gyms.
More AR style.
They want a more complex gameplay, I think.
Well, that's the other thing is that they're saying it's going to be more AR, like more augmented reality, which is using your phone's camera
with what, like,
and then displaying you in. Well, that's what I'm saying. If what I'm guessing is true, that you're actually using your phone as your wand, then what's the AR element? Because at that point, you're just flinging your phone. You're not even looking at the screen.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be real easy to spot the folks in the park flinging their phones around and trying to catch.
No one's gonna go to the park.
Hagrid. That's who you catch, right? You don't catch them. Wait, I'm crossing streams. I don't know how to wizard. I don't know at all. I'm not gonna play.
I'm not gonna play either.
Let me just put it that way. I'm not gonna play.
I'm not gonna play either.
What else is happening?
All right, I gotta click on this. The next story here, Kyle. This headless robotic cat pillow will wag its way into your heart.
Aww.
Do you enjoy the sensation of petting a cat or a dog like I was this morning?
Yes.
But you hate the unconditional love and the fact that they have heads and limbs?
Well, okay.
Do you hate it?
I don't know if I hate it. But it is slightly annoying as someone with sensitive parts. When a cat is trying to get comfy.
Yeah.
It can be kind of painful. That's all I'm saying. So maybe one or two less limbs or four
might be better. Just back legs.
Yeah.
Japanese company Yukai Engineering has unveiled a solution to this classic conundrum with Kubo. Two strings.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many strings does this base cat have?
It's a soft, round cushion with a robotic tail that reacts to strokes just as a loving pet would. Nope. No, I don't even want to go any further. You get and get it. It's a pillow with a tail that is a robot.
Does it have a mouth?
No.
Does it?
It's just like cat fur on a pillow.
Does it purr?
Let's find out.
Can it fix our audio problems?
See, yeah, okay, so it's expected to cost around $100 when it launches in June 2018. Like with its adorable Bako robot that was delivered with Kickstarter, the company is hoping to launch Kubo with the help of a crowdfunding platform. It doesn't say which one. Mm-hmm. It'll have 8-hour battery life with USB charging and will come in two colors, husky gray or French brown. I think
they have their animals mixed up. A husky is a dog. Robot people.
No mouth, no purring, no audio.
Oh, what?
Here's
no audio.
The directions is number one, stroke. Number two, react. Number three, get healed. I think that's a different product.
That's the shake weight. we were talking about bringing your cat into the theater. You can't bring a real cat, but you could bring.
No,
you could bring. Bring this Robo Stroker. What's this called?
Oh gosh, Kubo.
Kubo the Robo Stroker.
I don't think that's right.
That's exactly what it is. I didn't see that movie.
Well, maybe you can take your Robo Cat into this car. Okay. Waymo announces fully self-driving cars are here. The taxi service is coming. Waymo, no driver behind the wheel. Kyle, we're in a pretty historic moment right here.
Okay.
Leaping ahead of the competition, Waymo has announced that its self-driving cars will no longer use a human safety driver while they are tested on the roads of Phoenix, Arizona. Darn, not around us. But the even bigger news is that the company is gearing up to launch the first commercial driverless taxi service. Yep, the time has come. On Tuesday, Waymo, the driverless car unit of Google's parent company Alphabet, released a video of its cars tooling around the Arizona suburbs without anyone behind the wheel. Typically, Waymo and other driverless car startups use a human who's ready to take over the driving duties in case of an emergency. In a blog post, the company announced that what you see in the video is what you will be seeing when it pulls up at a traffic light.
So just
nobody in the driver's seat.
Nobody.
So let's discuss. Have you watched the video?
Yes. Yeah. Watched the video? No.
Okay. So it's a few people. They get into the middle row of this Chrysler van, which is, you know, the Waymo vehicle. It's a Chrysler
2018
van.
Chrysler Pacifica.
No one's sitting in the driver's seat, but also no one's sitting in the passenger seat. They're just sitting in the middle row. Those two captain chairs. And the car's just driving down the street.
I'm the captain now because there's nobody there.
I haven't watched it with audio. I just watched it, just the video.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if it has, like, should it have directions? Should this sort of taxi service be like someone is actually listening to the directions so that the people have, is there something going on in the car? Like with, like, no. If you take an Uber or a Lyft,
no.
They can play the radio or sure. They can talk to you. But sure. In a driverless car, if it's just silent, that's kind of like the silent judgment day.
No, nobody's kill you. No. Here's my assumption, and maybe this is completely wrong, but
okay.
It's 100% pre-programmed. There's no way for you to change the destination unless you do it, what, through the app, right?
Well, it's a taxi service, so you select the destination probably through an app, like you said.
Prior to you getting in the car.
It has the route already planned out before you get in the car.
Sure. That's what I would assume as well.
Because it has to actually show up to your house. So right. The route is actually, you're just a stop on that route.
Correct. From there, you don't change it unless you, I guess, change it through the app, and then it needs to recalculate and then maybe take you there. I don't know what kind of processing power this needs to decide which way it's going, but I assume it doesn't take that much. It's probably just like regular Lyft, let's say, right? But there's no microphones in the car for you to say, oh, no, take a right here, or, oh, yeah, it's right here. Stop now. Actually, this is okay. Like, we did a lot of that when I was going through Colorado. We didn't rent a car. We did 100% Lyft the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And
how was it?
It was fine. It was expensive, but it was fine. We had the ability to, once we got kind of near the area, or if the restaurant was all the way across the street and they were going on the right side of the street, we could say, oh, no, stop here. This is okay. And we got out and then crossed the street, right? The convenience of being able to do that rather than go down the street, loop around 1.5 miles because it's all one-way streets, and then come back around to the other side of the block so that it'll drop you. Like, there are parts to like the city driving that sound really, really difficult to figure out or to like assess the subtleties of convenience for the passengers in the car. Freeway driving, if it's just going from point A to point B, like doing what I did in that my second driver's ed course, if it does that, fine. That's totally fine with me. But I can't do city driving with this robot car. I think what it is, Kyle,
I don't want to say for sure, but I think there is a component of the passengers have to confirm that they are in the car. They like press a button or something like that. And I think it might be like not emergency stop, but like stop here, stop ride. You can probably, you know, command it. You can say, okay, end ride or end route or whatever. And it'll find a safe way to pull over to whatever street side or whatever.
I mean, what's safe?
What's safe?
Yeah, what would it consider safe?
What do you mean what's safe?
Like, it won't let me get out on a road, let's say. It's going to need, like, a spot to pull over, right? What laws is it following? Is it just the robotics laws?
Arizona law.
The Arizona laws. Okay. So,
best part it just runs is that stop if it's signs? Speeding or if it, yeah, if it, you know, if a cop tries to pull it over, I don't know if that's programmed.
Too bad.
I don't know. Is that programmed into self-driving cars?
It has to have cameras forward, backward. It's got to know, right?
Yes. Well, no. But does it know that the sirens mean you're getting pulled over?
No, they have an EMP. It might think EMP
sirens mean...
And then it shuts down the car. Mike in the chat room says, I was recently in California. Most cars acted like there was no one sitting in the driver's seat.
That's true.
100%.
Oh my gosh, get out of California. People suck at driving here.
Oh, it's real bad here.
And Kyle and I deal with them every day. So
we are them every day.
No. We deal with them. We understand.
So how do we deal
with... I have a story. Hold on.
Hold on. How do we deal with robot cars then?
Well, if anything, they should be the top tier. They should be the law-abiding driver.
They should be the best drivers. We should strive to be
Waymo
drivers.
It's like Yeah, it's like
if you
kids
could,
with their permit and robot drivers are basically the same level because they're following all the rules that they know, right?
Chris, that's not okay. If you could, and you knew that the Waymo robot drivers were the best there ever was, like no one ever was, if you knew that they were the best, would you then relinquish control and let them drive you?
Yes.
Even though you know that you are the best California driver.
I pull no joy from my morning or evening commutes at this point.
You just want the joy
does not come from
autopilot.
That's right. Okay. The joy does not come from driving. It comes from the podcast I listen to or the music I'm listening to.
Yeah.
And if I don't have to drive, I can work. I can do other things.
That's the thing.
It opens up a whole new world.
We have to live in this video now. We have to be in video content because otherwise, people who are driving, if they've got a robot driver, they don't want to just listen to us. They want to see these pretty faces.
Oh, I don't know.
Tell me what's your story. Tell me your story.
I was going to say when I was in China, I took a lot of taxis in China, and the rules over there are if you have a car, don't crash. That's basically the rule. Drive as fast as you want. Drive as recklessly as you want. But if you crash, you're in big trouble, I guess. I didn't see any crashes. I was in a bunch of taxis. Sorry, I coughed on my words.
Pausing.
Yeah! Pausing.
You're still sick? Please don't tell me you're still sick.
I took a breath.
Uh-huh.
And I went down. And I burped up.
Let's give you a second to recover. We'll pause.
Got all worked up.
In. We'll do a little bit of podcast yoga here.
No, okay.
Mindfulness.
So I was in China. And in the taxis, they just, the lane markings are a suggestion,
Are they?
No one stays in a lane. If you're a pedestrian, watch out. You're going to get hit if you don't watch out. And so there's this collective awareness of where everybody is. There's streetlights and stoplights. And so there's a little bit of maintenance on where people are going and when you have to stop and stuff. But other than that, you just move. You just get where you're going and you do it, I don't want to say safely, but you do it efficiently. That's how it was over there. In California, it's not like that. People are distracted. People are not paying attention. They take everything for granted. They think that everyone's going to be courteous to me because I'm a driver.
So are you saying that we follow too many rules? Are you saying that
there's too many rules. I think there's too much fear.
This is getting a lot deeper than I wanted it to get.
People follow the law because they don't want to get pulled over. They don't want to get a ticket, right? That's the fear. You better follow the rules. Otherwise, there might be a cop around the corner who's going to get you.
Okay.
Yeah. Other drivers, they don't care. They have no fear. They're just going to go. They're just going to, And then all the other law-abiding drivers, hey, that's not fair. They get mad. They start getting distracted. And that's when accidents happen.
Okay. We have a good suggestion in the chat room, I feel.
Let's hear it.
Mike says, you could record this podcast on the way to work.
No, because there will be lots of cursing and
well, no, hold on. It would be very loud.
Are you talking in a Waymo?
And we could do it in a Waymo.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
I wouldn't mind. Here's another thing. Why haven't they created a car that uses the Bose noise canceling technology to make
they have
it inside a car?
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. Lincoln had it.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know Bose made a car.
No, Bose didn't make the car. They put 11 or 13 speakers in there, and then they used whatever frequency the road or whatever is making, and they piped in the opposite frequency so that it sounded super silent.
I need that car. Well, it's probably freaky, right? It's got to be.
Oh, I definitely. Yes.
Kind of weird.
Because you're in an isolation chamber inside while driving. Why am I not hearing anything?
Right. Which is, we would need that, but I'm saying that, that it needs to exist for Waymo.
I mean, what? I mean, would we call it? Would we call it Morning Drive at that point? Not Morning Show, but Morning Drive.
Well, we don't call this. Commute? We don't call this Morning Listen. We are showing now. We're here. Hello, but
okay. Well, let's just close out the Waymo.
Kenny, we can call it whatever you want.
Let's close out the Waymo story here. Would you take a trip to Arizona just to ride in the Waymo service?
100%. Yes, absolutely.
As would I.
Yes.
I'm glad we're on the same page there. Maybe we should go.
Good.
In relation to that, here's another story. Las Vegas's self-driving bus crashes in the first hour of service.
Oh, no.
So the self-driving shuttle service marked its return by getting into a minor collision, according to local NBC station.
Oh, boy.
KSNV's News 3. French startup Navya's autonomous electric vehicle shuffles, I think they meant shuttles, around at 15 miles an hour or on a 0.6 mile circuit. So 15 miles an hour at 0.6 mile circuit. In the downtown Fremont East District. But just an hour into its year-long trial, which follows a successful stint in January, the shuttle was hit by a delivery truck that was backing up.
Oh, no!
So it wasn't even at fault. The title is very misleading. None of the 8 passengers aboard the driverless vehicle suffered any injuries, and neither did the truck driver. Yeah, no kidding, because he backed up. It's not like he backed up with his butt. Instead, the front bumper of the shuttle took the brunt of the damage, a spokesperson for AAA, which is sponsoring the latest pilot program, said on Twitter that the accident was due to, quote, human error on the part of the truck driver.
Oh, boy.
I heard a rumor that this was on purpose.
What?
That the truck driver did this. They saw the driverless shuttle and thought, oh, what are they going to do? What's it going to do? Oh, is it going to go around me?
Well, you expect it to just stop, right? The robot should be smart enough to just stop the whole thing.
Well, that's what I mean. The robot should have been smart enough to stop, which kind of implies that there was some nefarious activity, maybe like cause in this accident, rather than, oh no, I accidentally backed up. It didn't have any time to stop.
So what you're saying is these cars, these self-driving cars, are basically going to be target practice for people who don't like them for a real long time.
I don't think it's that people don't like them. I think it's people who are trying to test them, right? It's people who don't trust the driverless car, and they go, I need to make sure it's okay for me, so I'm gonna crash into it.
Sure. The thing with this little bus, that you say it's a bus, it's not really a bus. It's like a
VW bus size.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But with big doors, like almost an airport shuttle sized.
Yes.
Like kind of shrunk down with a bunch of little seats in the back. It looks really cool. Like when you say self-driving car, self-driving bus, this is what I want to see. I want lots
Correct.
Of,
this
lots of windows, the Minority Report style, just
no driver
hop
seat.
In and go swings you off.
Which is what they're saying the future will be is these driverless cars. You don't need a driver's seat. That's just wasted space.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just put a bunch of a lot more seats in it. Maybe a lot more people in it. Carpool it.
What if I want more pillows? Like I want more cat pillows maybe in there.
So what you want is the California King car.
Yeah, with like a mattress.
Yeah. That's actually really cool.
I want to sleep to my destination, whether it's just the store around the corner or 6 hours away.
I mean, it's a hotel on wheels at that point.
Give me
right?
a bed on wheels. Why haven't they figured this out yet? You can
start.
But
you got to start
still.
With Waymo.
That's fine.
You got to start with these other services first.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Put me in the sleep-mo car to the store, please.
All right.
Because 50 miles an hour is pretty slow, right? You can fall asleep to that.
I don't know how it didn't stop in time. So that's what I'm saying. I think there's some more going on with this accident. Quote, accident.
Mm-hmm.
One more little story here, just as a PSA. Logitech is going to brick all of the Harmony Link devices in March 2018. The Harmony Link is basically the precursor to the Harmony Hub, which is the newer version. The Link released in 2011 and has since been replaced by the Harmony Hub. As, like I said, the technology is cloud-based, and apparently the company has chosen not to renew a license that will expire next year. I guess the license is expensive, and the Hub is better. So if you have a Link, everybody out there, a Logitech Harmony Link, I believe that Harmony is offering, or sorry, Logitech is offering a 35% off to a Harmony Hub to like upgrade your system. So go to Logitech stuff or the link in the show notes and follow that. I have a Harmony Hub.
Yeah.
It works sometimes.
Uh-oh.
I don't use it very often because I wanted to use it so that it would connect to my Google Home and then I could tell it to turn on a TV because I have my TV, but I also have my soundbar. So I had two separate remotes that I was using every single time that I was using my TV.
Yeah.
And I wanted to consolidate it and have it turn on. You know, I could program it to turn on at certain times or turn off at certain times. But it just, it doesn't work the way I want it to yet. Sure. I haven't really tooled around with it too much. I haven't had the severe problem that I need to figure out my Hub. So.
But you also, it isn't easy enough to just do it and make it work, which is frustrating.
Well, the thing is, it did work like that for about 2 months, and then it just stopped working like that.
Sure.
So I don't know if it's a connection problem. It, you know, because I have to connect through Logitech. It goes through Logitech servers, and then it goes like out to the internet, and then to my Google Home, and it's so much routing that. It just needs to be, tell it to do something, and it does it. Stop with the connections.
Should say for the live stream, I apologize for Kenny sounding like a robot right now. He's trying to drive us to the next segment. But...
Uh-oh.
See, it has nothing
Can
to do...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, you sound great. You sound fine. I mean, kind of in a roundabout way. We've got 0 drop frames, 0%. We've been live for about an hour, but Discord says everything's looking good. Everything's fine. So I don't know. I don't know who it is. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter much.
I think I might know who it is.
Yeah. You sound like a really good robot right now. It's very good.
Good robot. That's my J.J. Abrams parent company.
That's right. .fm. Yeah. Okay, well, good, Kenny. That's all fun and games. I'm sorry that you've got to deal with whatever Harmony Link Hub problem.
Don't feel bad.
I feel really bad for you. Also, bad. It looks like a shiny pebble, like a shiny.
It looks like the oh gosh, what was that? What was that company? The Palm. The Palm Pre,
it does remember that? Yeah, the charging spot thing.
No, the Palm Pre. Remember the Palm Pre or the Palm Pebble or whatever it was?
Pebble? No, the Pebble was the
watch.
No, it wasn't a watch. There was a Motorola Pebble. You remember the Motorola Pebble? Go back. Go. Hey, remember when Motorola had a phone called the Pebble? Chat room. Am I remembering this completely incorrectly? I feel like Palm. It's not Palm. I'm telling you.
Palm. Hey, Kyle, can I play a game with you?
Let's play a game.
Okay. Okay. This is a game.
All right.
Should I look for a
game sound, maybe?
Yeah, find a game sound.
All right, let's see. What kind of game, Kenny? First of all, what kind of game is this?
It's a food game.
It's a food game, like this one, like that kind of food.
No, not that kind of food.
Is it a fair food?
No.
Can I play it?
We don't need to play that game. We don't need to play that sound ever again.
Am I supposed to guess what the food is?
No. Oh, yes, kind of. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. What? Food is it?
That's kind of like what it is, because could you cook for Gordon Ramsay without being yelled at? without him yelling "What?" at you.
I doubt he would yell that actually at me, but
yeah, he would probably yell lots of bad words at you.
Boy,
And I think this was in. So I found this yesterday. I think in celebration of his birthday. Actually,
happy birthday, Gordon. Go slap a ham.
All right. So this is a question quiz for you. It's a multiple choice. God. So I'm gonna ask you some multiple choice questions, and it's kind of like testing your cooking knowledge. And if you get it wrong, he's gonna yell at you. I don't know if we have any of those yells. We don't, because I didn't cue anything up. but just imagine it in your head, and you know a Gordon Ramsay yell at when you hear it.
But sure.
I can hear anything.
Sure.
Okay. Number one, Gordon loves a nice medium rare steak. What temperature should you cook it to? 120 to 130 Fahrenheit, 130 to 140, 140 to 150, or 150 to 160? Medium rare steak, Kyle.
130 to 140 is medium. You said medium rare?
Medium rare.
Okay. Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Mm. What?
That's right. He's going to chop your fingers off.
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually going to turn off the video for a second, live stream. We'll look at the sandwich.
Look at the sandwich or the picture of a Gordon.
Pull up
Gordon. Picture of Gordon or a GIF of Gordon.
Yeah, we can do that.
GIF images.
Yeah. Let's do this one.
While you search for that, I'm going to ask you the next question. And he loves a classic. Oh God!
Oh my gosh! You sound like
Bernays.
You sound terrible. Yeah, Bernays.
Bernays sauce.
Oh my gosh! I just can't.
What's
get
happening?
Over how you,
what's happening
how
to
you
me?
Sound. I know. I'm gonna try and figure this out because it is.
I think I know what the problem is, Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, I know what the problem is. I'm gonna try leaving the call.
I'm not wearing my ring.
We're gonna get back on this. One sec. Boy, it's real bad. Hey, we're back.
That was quick.
Yeah. I just tried to reset a couple things. You want to give me...
Do I still sound like a robot?
No, you sound wonderful now.
Cool. All right. So I'm going to continue.
You sound really good.
Kyle, in addition to a steak, he loves a classic Bernays sauce to go with it. What ingredient doesn't belong in a Bernays sauce? Is it red wine? Vinegar? Butter or eggs?
Oh, that's too big. I made you too big.
No, you have to answer with one of those.
What it doesn't include.
What does not go into a classic Bernays sauce?
Oh my gosh, you're really testing my food knowledge here.
I am.
Can I get the answers again?
Red wine, vinegar, butter, or eggs? You have to answer the question.
Red wine.
That's correct, Kyle. Why would you put red wine in a classic Bernays sauce?
I have no idea.
Don't do that.
I've never had it. You can't blame me.
If you put red wine in it, Kyle, Gordon would not be happy, and he would probably throw it in the trash.
Booyah.
Booyah. Gordon is also a stickler for proper technique. He expects diced carrots to look like... Oh, it's just pictures. I'm going to pick the one for you. Cubes.
Really?
Half-inch cubes.
Half-inch... Oh, man. I just did rounds yesterday in my chili. Gordon would be so mad.
And julienne carrots...
Yes.
...look like... What do they look like, Kyle? Can you explain what a julienne carrot would look like?
Yeah. It's a little bit like John Lennon, but more like his features are kind of elongated, I feel.
Okay. Okay. You didn't answer the question.
Oh.
I answered it for you.
Okay. I know what a julienne carrot looks like.
But, Kyle, if Gordon told you to turn those carrots into a... That's a French word.
Oh.
Mirepoix.
Mirepoix.
Mm-hmm. You would use a ratio of...
Oh, my gosh.
One part celery.
I don't know the mirepoix ratio.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess for you.
This doesn't make the game
wrong.
Fun.
You got it wrong.
Oh, man.
And, Kyle, if he says to sweat the mirepoix,
yes,
you should cook it in a small amount of water. Cook it until it's just softened.
Yes.
Cook it on high heat until caramelized.
No.
Or cook it in a small amount of butter and sugar.
No. What?
Sweat it. Yeah. What do you want to sweat it?
I want to sweat it and forget it. The second one. That was the
second one. Yes.
Something about making it soft.
Just softened. Yes. Just soft. Just soft. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
And if he tells you to deglaze the pan,
yes,
you should add fat.
No.
And reduce the heat. Add sugar and water to promote caramelization.
No.
Transfer the pan over to the oven for rapid cooking.
No.
Or add liquid to the hot pan and remove the brown bits.
Four. Yeah, last one.
Yeah, that's right, Kyle. You add a liquid, usually wine, to remove the brown bits.
That's right.
He says he wants a pepper that's not too hot.
Okay.
You should grab one of the four peppers here.
Oh, boy.
A poblano, jalapeno, habanero, or Fresno chili. Which one is not too hot?
First one was poblano.
Poblano.
I don't know. Like I would oscillate between poblano and Fresno. I think Fresno is still pretty hot. So let's go poblano. Mm-hmm.
That's correct, Kyle. That's the mildest of it.
Yeah, but Fresno's not really that bad.
That's
right?
Not.
But not as hot as a jalapeno.
Kyle, and then you want to add a spice that's also not too hot. So you add cayenne, paprika, chipotle flakes, or red pepper flakes.
Paprika.
Paprika is correct, Kyle. Smoky, sweet flavor with a little heat.
We're basically making my chili right now, so I'm feeling pretty good so far.
And finally, this is a picture of four steaks.
Oh, boy.
And it's a visual one, so I'm not going to let you guess.
Oh, come on.
But I guessed it for you.
Tell me about the steaks. Show me your steaks.
He asked you to grab a New York strip steak.
Okay.
And you're going to grab. So it gives you, what are these? One is the filet mignon. I know that one. One is
New York strip. New York strip does not look good.
What? It's a New York strip is like the classic steak.
I don't like it.
I'm a ribeye guy, though.
I'm a brisket man. So
Kyle, you got 8 out of 10 right. Gordon not only approves of your cooking,
Woo!
He loves it.
Well, I get a good one here. Yeah!
Actually, Kyle, you know what?
Yeah.
You didn't get 8 out of 10. You got 9 out of 10.
Oh,
because the first question is incorrect. A medium rare steak range is about 130 to 135, which was, I think, the range that you selected.
That's right.
You selected 130 to 140.
Yeah. How did we get corrected?
Somebody rules? Commented and provided the correct answer. And BuzzFeed is also a garbage heap of nonsense now. So who cares?
That is 100% true. Yeah. Well, that's fun. Thanks, Gordon. You had a game for us. I've got a game for you.
Perfect.
Kenny. We're gonna play a modern version here of the Oregon Trail. This is coming to us from Travel Oregon, a, quote, semi-independent agency created by the Oregon legislature in 2003 to fortify the state's tourism industry. They've got a game. It's a 2017 makeover of ye old 8-bit. Is the old game Oregon Trail? Do you remember playing this
Oregon
at
Trail.
All?
You remember? Oh, sorry, you cut out there.
Do you remember?
Can you say that again?
Do you remember playing this at all?
Oregon Trail? Hell yeah!
Okay, all right. You remember? You remember?
I always died of dysentery.
Yeah. Do you remember the computer lab? Can you describe the computer lab to me?
The computer lab is a.
I don't know if you were too young to remember.
No. I was there. Okay. It's a poorly lit room off of the multi-purpose room that you had to access from the outside.
That's correct. Yep. Which side? Right side.
The west side.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Okay. All right.
The computers were lined up, and you just sat at a computer. You go over, sit over there. No, you just run to the computer. You just get that one. They're all the same.
Did you try and sit next to someone you knew?
Correct. Because if you had a question about Oregon Trail, you wanted your friend to answer, not some stranger from your class. I guess you couldn't really have strangers in kindergarten.
What do you mean strangers?
I don't know, kids you didn't like.
You mean classmates. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. And do you remember the computers at all that were in there?
I don't remember what kind they were. I just remember it was the green text on black.
Okay. They were Apple.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were Apple computers.
They were Apples?
Yeah. What are they,
Apple IIs?
They were, I believe, Apple IIs. But this was all the way up until 1996 that they had Apple IIs in there.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's unbelievable. I felt like we were way, way, way behind. But we were also running games in DOS at that point.
That's right.
So there you go. Let's see. We can go over to Oregon Trail. Click. All right.
Do I need to be in this at all?
You can watch on the stream if you'd like. Okay. It's going to be a little behind. But we're going to... I replaced us with the Oregon Trail.
With the feed.
Game. Yeah. And okay, we've got a couple of options here. Kenny, one, play the game. Two, how to play. Three, book your trip. Four, turn the sound off. I don't know if the sound is even playing anyway. Or five, create a tombstone.
let's do number one.
All right, let's play the game. I'll put one in, and here we go. All right, many kinds of people travel Oregon, capital T, capital O. You may be A, and then you've got to choose one of these seven, all right?
Oh, boy.
Yoga teacher, apple farmer, ski pro, rancher, fly fisherman, winemaker, or surfer. Any of those strike you?
Okay. If I'm is this in Oregon or traveling to Oregon? I don't understand.
That is a very good question. What do you want to be?
When I get to Oregon,
yeah.
I think I want to be a winemaker.
A winemaker. All right. Six. What is the name of the driver? So there's a photograph. It's not a photograph. It's a car here. It looks like a van, like a self-driving Waymo van.
It's a Waymo with people.
Being packed with stuff, you know, sleeping bags and junk. What's the name of the driver?
Well, in the photo that you said, it looks like the driver is getting in on the right side of the car.
No, there's no driver though. What if they're getting in the back? See, it's not the door. The door isn't even open.
And so I believe this is a British car. So I'm going to pick a British name. I'm going to say Simon.
S-I-M-O-S. Simon. 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 Okay. Simon.
Simon says, get in the car.
Yeah. What are the first names of the four other members in your party?
Oh, gosh.
We got four more names.
Okay. Well, since we're coming from Britain, okay. John.
H. Yes. Oh, J-O-N.
J-O-H-N.
Oh, okay. All right.
Paul.
Oh, my gosh.
George.
I put G-R. G-A-O-R-G-E. George and...
Simon Jr.
Okay.
I like that you started typing Ringo.
Are these names correct? Yes. All right. Before going on your adventure, you should buy equipment and supplies. You have $1,600 in cash, but you don't have to spend it all now. You want to shop or supplies. Skip?
I don't want to bring anything, so let's skip.
Really? All right.
Yeah. Let's just get on the way.
All right.
We'll be fine. I need money when I get taken over by... hostels.
It's a perfect day for a trip around Oregon. They say choose a region to start from. You want to go Portland, Mount Hood, Eastern Oregon, Central Oregon, Southern Oregon, Oregon Coast, or Willamette Valley?
I think since I'm a winemaker, I should come from the Willamette Valley.
Yeah, you should. Let's go there. Seven.
Geography.
All right. Here we are in the Willamette Valley, Kenny. Willamette Valley, distance traveled, zero, weather, dress and layers. I don't know if you can see any of this, but you can watch it on the screen.
I can.
You may go wine tasting, chat up a local, look at a map. You can go to the store, Check supplies, book your trip, or continue to Silver Falls State Park. Hey, TravelOregon.com, this sucks.
Also, what a rudimentary budget that they gave me. $1,600. You only need $1,600 ever to go to Oregon and do everything.
And I guess go wine tasting? Yeah, $1,600 is going to get you what? Like a day in a hotel, maybe? I don't know how many works. I'm not sure.
I don't have any. Yeah. If the weather is dressed in layers, yeah, not going wine tasting, not chatting up a local.
Let's see how quickly we can kill ourselves in this game.
Cool. You know what? In that case, we're going to go to the state park.
Okay, 7. We're in the state park now.
We have excellent morale, but this is going to go down quickly.
It's 52 miles to Silver Falls State Park. All right, we're going to keep going. Press enter to size up the situation.
Size up the situation?
I don't know what that means. Well, would you like to look around? Yeah. Yes. All right. We're at the Silver Falls State Park.
Oh, boy.
This is really good. I like this music. All right. You may go truffle hunting, chat up a local, look at a map, check supplies, book your trip. Hey, look.
Truffle hunting.
Okay. That sounds the most dangerous, you think?
Let's go hunt some truffles.
Okay. I don't think the truffles can kill us, but maybe. poisonous mushrooms. Avoid the bad mushrooms, it says. Okay. Yes. Except a truffle hunting dog? I thought they used pigs. Am I wrong? We use arrow keys to gather truffles. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We're a dog.
Get the bad mushrooms. Get the bad mushrooms. I want to die.
Okay. Okay. There's a lot.
You're a dog.
There's a lot of truffles. Perfect. 13. We only have 13 seconds. Okay, here we go. Getting the bad one. Yep. I ate some bad mushrooms. Better go to the vet just to be safe. I pay $100. Dang it!
Wait. Oh, we made the dog eat
it? We made the dog sick. That's all we did.
Sorry, dog.
It wasn't even our dog.
Oh, my gosh. We just picked a dog off the road.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to the store. Let's see if we can buy some scary things. Pinot Noir. Okay. Yep. You have $1,500. Okay. What's the most... Okay, wait. Picnic basket.
How
many baskets? $999. Can't afford that. Shoot.
Wait, okay. 22. Well, it's 1,500 into 22. 60. Do 60.
60. We have $180 to spend.
Okay, cool. Let's buy
10 Pinot Noirs. 10
fancy cheese trays.
10. We have $0. Press 9 to exit.
Let's go get drunk.
I'm gonna kill that dog.
Oh my gosh.
You ate some bad mushrooms. Better go to the vet just to be safe. You pay $100. I don't have any money. I didn't pay anything. Man.
Is the game over?
I guess. I mean, what's your choice?
Dysentery.
Let's see if we can get to the Multnomah Falls and jump off.
Oh, man. We should really just play Oregon Trail.
I feel like we definitely should. You have a flat tire. Try to fix it. Yes.
Yes.
You successfully fix the tire.
Dang it.
Press enter to size up the situation.
What? Simon Jr., John Paul, and George can do it.
Okay.
John, why aren't we back to truffle hunting?
He says, John is tired of Paul's music.
Oh. Okay.
This is way too true to life. I can't handle this.
I think that's the way we should end this one.
All right. I think I agree. I just can't. All right. I'm gonna bring us back. This is bad. Kenny, here we go.
I like that you kept this one in.
We didn't get to use it last time.
So oh, that's true.
I figure that just bring back a couple years worth of Halloween specials. Thanks everybody who did end up going and listening to that. I thoroughly enjoy it. Now I have to go through and change our whole theme to twitter.com/morningshowam. Follow us there if you want to know when we post new episodes. I got to change the album artwork too. Gosh darn it. It's a lot of work. We'll be back again sometime. I don't know when. But thank you for tuning in, everybody who did tune in live. We'll be back next time or another time.
We'll let you know.
But it's whatever. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Keep an eye on Twitter.
Bye.
Bye.